Star Wars 7x7 episode 3282. Today we're continuing our series of looks at what Lucasfilm deems the Ahsoka Tano Essential episodes on Disney Plus, and we're also continuing our conversation about the final arc in season 5 of the Clone Wars, which sees Ahsoka leave the Jedi Order. Punch it! Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So we're going to talk about episodes 19 and 20 from season 5, the final two episodes of season 5. And at one point, we all thought that that was it for the Clone Wars, because Cartoon Network said, yeah, we're done. And we know they had been in production on season 6 at the time, but it seemed like nothing was going to happen. And then suddenly, over the course of the next few months, we found out that, yeah, something was going to happen after all, which was wonderful. But let's stick with these episodes, which, by the way, I don't know if you happen to know this, but all the titles are based on the titles of Alfred Hitchcock movies. So Sabotage is based on Sabotage, and then The Jedi Who Knew Too Much is based on The Man Who Knew Too Much. Then there's To Catch a Jedi, which is To Catch a Thief, and then The Wrong Jedi, which is The Wrong Man. What happens very briefly in these episodes is that we know Ahsoka's on the run, determined to prove her innocence. Well, Asajj Ventress has been lurking around in the bowels of Coruscant and is now a bounty hunter, happens to find Ahsoka and catches her, decides to turn her in. Ahsoka talks her out of it, and instead they go end up hunting for evidence of this plot against the Jedi, and a quick call to Barriss Offee reveals that there's some warehouse a few levels away, and it's fun that these levels are like 13, 12, and 13, 15, all around the mysterious 13, 13 level, which was tied to the Underworld game that never happened with Star Wars, but, you know, another fun little aside. But while Ahsoka's investigating this warehouse, and after Asajj drops her off there, Barriss Offee shows up, but you don't know it's Barriss until the end, and knocks out Asajj, takes her helmet, takes her lightsabers, attacks Ahsoka, makes it seem like Asajj is attacking Ahsoka, and then knocks Ahsoka down into a part of the warehouse where there's a ton of boxes of nanodroids, and that's just when a bunch of clone troopers show up who've been trying to hunt her down and zap her, including Wolf, who we mentioned way back in the day. And by that I mean in one of the early Clone Wars episodes that we talked about earlier this week. So they catch her and they take her to the Chamber of Judgment, which is in the Jedi Temple, and the Council decides, not unanimously we're told, but in the majority, to do what the Senate and the Republic have been asking, which is to kick Ahsoka out of the Jedi Order and turn her over to the Republic so she can face a Republic military tribunal and have her fate decided there. And there's some courtroom drama stuff with Tarkin as the prosecutor and Padme Amidala as the defense counsel. Meanwhile, Anakin goes to investigate and tries to find out what really happened and ultimately has a showdown with Barriss Offee, catches her, brings her in just as the verdict is about to be announced on Ahsoka. We never find out what the verdict is, but he brings Barriss, Anakin does, and she confesses and says the Jedi have become vile warmongers and all this stuff. And, you know, not that she really says is wrong, quite honestly, though certainly bombing the Jedi Temple is wrong. And at the end, the Council expresses their deepest apologies and invites Ahsoka back into the Order, and she says no, and she walks away. And Anakin is stunned by this, and she says, yeah, no, I just have to find my own path now, and I'm out of here. And Anakin says, yeah, I understand how you feel, like I've thought about leaving the Order too. And Ahsoka says, I know, which is a classic Star Wars line, of course, and certainly hints at the possibility that she's aware of the relationship between Anakin and Padme, but it goes unsaid, and then she walks off into the sunset. And that's the biggest reason why Lucasfilm has said this is an essential set of episodes, because this is how she leaves the Jedi Order. And it really is astonishing how quickly the Jedi Council utterly turns against her and decides in the majority that she has to be the one who not only killed Leta, but also was the one behind this whole bombing plot, even though the whole thing started with her being appointed as an investigator on it because she wasn't even on the planet when it happened. The injustice of it is just shocking. And even Plo Koon at one point says it, you know, may be possible that she's guilty of this. I mean, Plo Koon of all people. Like, if Anakin, you know, was the absolute number one supporter, then Plo Koon had to be right up there as well. And for him to even have doubts is just, like, mind-blowing. And at the end, the council's like, oh, yeah, no, this was a test, you know, worthy of a Jedi Knight. And Mace Windu's like, oh, yeah, this was your real trial. This is your real Jedi trial. And then, you know, talking about Jedi Knights, but then saying, hey, be his Padawan again. So, you know, they're not even offering her the promotion after all that they put her through. And even when the clones find her, like, she's just been kicked off a high ledge after a pitched battle by Barriss, who appears to be Asajj, but she, like, lands in this place. She's just dazed and woozy, and they say she's in possession of the nanodroids. Like, how do you not look at Ahsoka in that moment and think to yourself, wait a minute, she doesn't look like someone who's in possession of nanodroids. She looks like she just got knocked to heck around here, and we didn't even show up as clone troopers until just this moment. So who is knocking her around, and why does she look like this and is near these things? So you can see pretty clearly how Ahsoka would be suspicious in the future of any Jedi Order, which of course raises questions about hanging out with Luke and what that's all about, and how she might feel about what he's trying to do. And we'll look at that a little more closely as we get to those episodes as well. But that may also be a matter of circumstance and also of size and of bureaucracy. I mean, that Jedi Temple had been in operation for, you know, how many generations, and still had the dark side clouding so many things without them even realizing how badly corrupted everything had been. The injustice of it all is really just breathtaking, and so it's perfectly understandable why Ahsoka decided, I'm done with the Order. I've been with them all my life, and this is how they treat me. They turn on me on a dime like this. Yeah, no way. The other thing too, I'll flag for us, is that Ahsoka also proves herself to be a cunning negotiator. She deals with Ventress, who is going to turn her in for a substantial bounty, and manages to talk her out of it and instead get her to help her with her situation, and promises to speak to the council on her behalf, which didn't happen in these episodes. I don't know if it actually happens in the future or anything like that, so maybe she still has a little work to do in that regard. But I mean, she really turned that situation around with Asajj, and very adroitly. So that's another sign of her growth as a Jedi and as a person. And the next time we see her, of course, is in season 7 of the Clone Wars, which we will be talking about in short order. But for now, that is going to do it for our look at another pair of essential Ahsoka Tano episodes. To learn more about her prior to the release of the season of Ahsoka happening in August. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. It just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for it, as always. And may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyrighted by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.